This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah, yeah. Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Jason, thank you for engineering the broadcast. Class, we're not going to be taking calls today. We have Ricky Rocket with us. And Ricky Rocket, welcome, Ricky.
Good morning, Vincent.
Good morning, Rick.
And, I'm running at half mast. It's been a long summer.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what.
You know, it's still, the air quality here is as bad as it was, last month. We're still in the middle of fires.
Well, from what I understand, this is a record-breaking fire amount of fires, the real estate, the acreage, record breaking, and a lot of it could have been prevented. Taking matches away from people would be one good start. We've got with us J.C. Cole, and class, J.C. Cole has a degree in civil engineering and geology, and he's been involved in real estate development, and he went to Latvia. In the early 90s, after the Soviet Union collapsed. He was there for almost 20 years. And he was instrumental in real estate investing and forming and leading an American Chamber of Commerce in Latvia. And it became the most influential business organization in the country. J.C. Cole has experienced bank failures, five of them, three currency changes, two economic collapses. And so he's been there. And he's also been involved in identifying the fraud of the Western banking system and its inevitable collapse. And so he returned to the United States. He has a farm on the East Coast in the Garden State. And believe it or not, there is fabulous soil in the Garden State. Not all of it's been paved over. The northern part of the state is, eastern part of the state is pretty well paved over. But there are parts in the southern part of the state that are really, really fabulous. And you can still grow and farm in the southern part of the Garden State. So I want to welcome J.C. Cole. Welcome, J.C.
And hello, Rick. Nice to hear from you again.
Yeah. So I met J.C. Cole at an expo. He came over to one of our expos in Missouri, and it was great to meet him. He's a friend of Dr. Richard Allen Miller's, and we're going to be talking about lifeboats. Now, to me, a lifeboat is what you jump into when things are really, really bad, but you've got to have it ready for that time. So, for example, when the Titanic went set sail, and 4 days later, it sank. There'd be no survivors, none, if there weren't lifeboats. Now, of course, there weren't enough lifeboats, so not everybody survived. But that's just one small example. So a lifeboat is something that you have ready, in my world, for when it might be needed. And it kind of seems to me like they're needed now. J.C., what are your thoughts?
Well, I agree totally with you. Our analogy is that small sustainable farms are the lifeboats for the United States.
I am. Okay. I can make a comment also. I wanted to say, as an introduction, that J.C. Cole came into my life just about the same time that Matt Stein did. And Matt and I regarded J.C. as our handler in the sense that he was more knowledgeable in certain aspects or elements of events that were about to occur than either Matt or I were. And over the next few years, we had daily correspondence, and I grew knowledge-wise in that arena way beyond anything that I would have ever done on my own. And so from that point of view, JC's insights on what happened to the Soviet Union, in my humble opinion, are relevant to what is now about to happen in America. They're quite different, and yet they're basically the same event where the food system fails. And that's one of the reasons that I wanted to bring JC on with me, because it fits precisely in your purpose and orientation of USA being prepared. And that was one of the reasons I wanted JC to participate, because his take on things is different than mine. And he's educating me, and is the one that talked about a sustainable lifeboat, which is basically a lifeboat with oars. And when I say that, you know, it's one thing to have a bomb shelter. It's another that the bomb shelter has got some kind of infrastructure to it so that it can mobilize itself in an event that there's a need to make changes. You know, nobody knows what's really going to happen. We have a lot of fear of this or that, and the pandemic came in as a sideball that everybody should have expected, because that's what, PBS, others did when they did their videos on a pandemic. It was an interesting one that PBS did, and yet nobody took notice, everybody being afeard of Fukushima or some of the other kinds of events that might occur that would break down a culture. And here we are. And look at what's happened. And how much of it is real?
You know, JC,
that's one of the things I wanted to say as an introduction to JC, and why I have become close friends with him, because I trust his insights.
JC, when you talk about sustainable lifeboats, and you mentioned farming, could you share with us what you mean, specifically what you mean, and how we can use a lifeboat, how we can build one?
I'd be happy to. What I experienced in Eastern Europe was the collapse of the Soviet supply chain, and then I scratched my head and I said, well, why is it that 300 million people all of a sudden lost their supply chain, but it's still peaceful? There isn't riots. And it really came down to a couple of issues. And one of them was that the, Soviet people, they'd never had a fear of famine. Because 90% of these people had what's known as a dacha, and we would know it more as a victory garden from like World War II. So they had supply of a good amount of their needed food for the year in their control, and they're almost always within 5 to 10 miles from their location. And that the Soviet system of the co-host farms, which I don't recommend, but had the farms within 30 or 40 miles of the center of population. So when I came back and I looked at the United States, our biggest issue is that the average unit of food in America travels 1,500 miles. And then we import 50% of our food. And of the 50% we don't import that we grow ourselves, 80% of that is grown west of the Mississippi, where you are, Vincent. And something like 90% of our vegetables that we grow are in California. So all of a sudden I realized that our food security is based on two things. One is food production, and two is food accessibility. And our accessibility to food is based on a just-in-time delivery system. And, of course, I had witnessed the delivery system in the Soviet Union collapse. So I reverse-engineered it and said, what could cause the collapse? And this leads into Matt's great book, you know, When Technology Fails. So when we identify different, issues that could collapse our shipping system, we come up with about 13. There might be a few more. And so the only solution is to have a certain amount of food. I go by the 80-20 rule. I think that's a pretty good, accurate rule. 20% of our food needs to be grown within 30 miles of regional population centers. And that, to do that, you have to design a small farm. And so that came to the lifeboat for our system, especially us on the East Coast, is small farms. Well, sustainable small farms that can be able to withstand if we got some of these events, such as if a financial collapse happened, the farm keeps on moving, you know, keeps on going, or a delivery system collapses. They have the resources already stored to get through a year. Or if, you know, the big one, the EMP happens and electricity goes off, the farm's already designed for running off grid. And so that's what I'd say is it's a sustainable farm, and we nicknamed it a sustainable lifeboat.
Well, you're talking about, JC, believe it or not, you're talking about our farm as a sustainable farm. We have solar panels, we have generation, we have fuel. We can't support everybody, but we could,
exactly.
You know, we could keep the farm running, and we could keep raising the animals, and we could, you know, provide meat. We have a black Angus cattle farm. That's what we do. So literally we grow grass, and then the cows eat the grass, and, you know, the highest and best value that we have in our farm is the black Angus grass-fed beef. That's ultimately what our product is. And sustainable, we are somewhat sustainable, but even though we work as hard as we can to be free from the system, the supply chain, if you will, we still need lubricants. We still need diesel fuel. We still need hydraulic hoses and seals and belts and pulleys and bearings and, you know, we still need the rest of it. So we are not completely immune. And if a capacitor blows on our solar inverter or solar charge controller, if we have a spare, that's great. If we have two spares, that's better. But if we don't have any spares, we're kind of cooked. So we, even though we have strived for a couple decades now as first-generation farmers to be independent, it is extremely complex and is extremely difficult. But we did take that first step, and we have been working on improving it every day. So to me, that you need to take that first step. Now, when, you know, I used to have a job, kind of like a lot of people, you know, go to work and thought I did something important. But actually what I did really didn't amount to a hill of beans. Now, what I do and our family does amount to a hill of beans. It actually amounts to a whole bunch of cows. So, from my perspective, what you're saying is exactly right. And we are really precariously perched in the United States because of our food insecurity. We'll be right back.
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a 5-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from 3 times a week to once a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Whey, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to 3 times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Meadow Whey, I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Whey. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done for me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass pastured cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowway.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us. J.C. Cole's with us. And we're talking about food security. We're talking about the term sustainable lifeboats. And JC, you mentioned Victory Gardens, and just class, let me just mention a little bit about Victory Gardens. I know a little bit about them. My grandparents had them, and pretty much a lot of people had them. People who lived in the cities or the suburbs had these Victory Gardens, and the idea was to plant enough food to kind of help get you through the year. I'm talking about tomatoes and peppers and lettuce and even grapevines and chickens, raising chickens in the backyard. So people fenced in their backyards and they turned in their lawn into a garden. And there are about 18 million of these in during World War II to feed the Americans. 18 million. And there was even one on the White House lawn. So the Victory Gardens are really important. So really what that meant was bring food local. How local? Right outside your back door. JC?
Yes. That's the last concept that we've had on it. So as you had mentioned, you are designing a sustainable farm, and you also pointed out how it's not quite there yet, but it also took you decades. We don't have that time to get that amount of farmers. So instead, we design a prototype model that can come in and be put in place in less than a year that creates a sustainable farm. And it's kind of like a franchise model, but it's owned by the farmer. There aren't any franchising fees or anything like that. It's just the design of a prototype. And as an example, if you look at what McDonald's has done, not their food quality, but their ability to duplicate the exact same results with untrained people. So once you get all the approvals to build a McDonald's, it takes about 45 days to actually construct the whole restaurant to turnkey. So we don't do this in farming, but we can. We can design a sustainable farm or a lifeboat. It's just like if we designed a certain type of lifeboat and put it into mass production. And that's what I believe we need to do. So let's say it would have you'd have different models, but based on how much land you're putting it on, but you could put in like 5,000 square feet of hydroponics. So you have 20, year-round growing, and a few other things. So that design can be implemented very quickly. And along with the design comes, as you and I know, we had to go almost back to school just to figure out solar energy so we could put it in our own backyard. But instead, you have just a team comes in, already figured out all the loads you need, puts it in, and goes. So that's the basic concept.
I like to interject also, the key, in my humble opinion, begins with our children. And once a child understands that it can produce its own food with a garden, and that's what they're oriented toward, the sandbox, then it becomes the concept of innovation. And a child doesn't know it can't do something, and so it creates a way that it happens. And we have lost that concept and our concepts of teaching children what's important. And for me, I remember a time when we had home economics, shop, mechanical drawing, and other kinds of skill sets that were being taught at the high school level that no longer exist. And I remember a time when I first came into the United States, I started in the middle of second grade, and second grade required Latin back when I was a kid, and they were teaching Latin to children in second grade. They no longer do this, and the concern I have is that I personally think our children are possibly our single most important natural resource. And that if you teach the children how to grow food, that everything else will fall into place. Everything.
Okay, we'll be right back with Dr. Richard Allen Miller and J.C. Cole. And the interesting thing is, Rick's on the left, J.C.'s on the right, and I'm in the middle of the country.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Tonight will probably be the last time we see the two presidential candidates together in one room. The debate on the campus of Belmont University in Nashville Don Jr., the president's son, on Fox News points out some irregularities imposed by the debate commission.
You see what's gone on over the last few weeks when it comes to the moderator of the second debate being a Joe Biden intern, sending DMs but actually doing it on Twitter to never Trumpers to try to get some, you know, a way to hit Trump, lying about it, saying that they were hacked and then ultimately getting caught. This moderator apparently is, you know, a big Obama administration person. I mean, you literally can't make up the nonsense. When you look at the bias that we face on a daily basis, it's literally hard to believe.
The 90-minute debate will begin at 9 p.m. Eastern and will be moderated by Kristen Welker of NBC News. USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Former President Obama, stumping for Joe Biden in Philadelphia Wednesday, says President Trump ignored the pandemic playbook he left behind.
We literally left this White House a pandemic playbook. We don't know where that playbook went. 8 months into this pandemic, cases are rising again across this country. Donald Trump isn't suddenly going to protect all of us. He can't even take the basic steps to protect himself.
The current administration says Obama's outsourcing of PPE and medical supplies left America extremely dependent on China for the life-saving gear. NASCAR heads into Texas Motor Speedway for the Auto Trader EchoPark Automotive 500, not driver Chase Elliott's favorite track.
Well, Texas has been abysmal, as you all know, for us since the repave. So, I mean, that one for sure sticks out. I'm not, you know, thrilled about going there. You know, Kevin and Denny and those guys who have been winning all these races this year, they can win about every week. So that's kind of where we need to get to. And I think that's been where I feel like some of our, you know, issues have been over the years, just a little inconsistency. And I think cleaning up those bad racetracks is a thing that we have to do. And it's something I think we're capable of doing. We just got to hit on something there in Texas.
The Texas Motor Speedway is in Fort Worth, Texas. The race is Sunday, 3:30 Eastern on NBC Sports Network and will feature 334 laps for a total of 501 miles. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Last day, God, you're
take my when you go to the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller's with us on the West Coast. J.C. Cole on the East Coast, and I'm in the middle of the country. And, J.C., you said something quite interesting. Actually, many things you said were interesting. Number one, you mentioned McDonald's, and I'm paraphrasing, so correct me if I got this wrong. But you mentioned McDonald's could be, well, is a cookie-cutter recipe so that, you know, once the prototype is figured out, they can bang out restaurants in 45 days. So they can, once they get the permit, 45 days later, they're flipping hamburgers. Second thing, you mentioned, I believe, 5,000 square feet of hydroponics. I wanted to clarify that to the class what that means. So, class, an acre is roughly 44,000 square feet. 5,000 square feet of hydroponics would be roughly 1 acre. That would be the size of a small city property. Okay, not in the center of a big city, but if you lived on in one of those little neighborhoods where you had an eighth of an acre. That's about what we're talking about. And I wanted to mention one other thing. When you mentioned prototypes, JC, when we built our solar system, it literally took us 18 months plus to build the first prototype. And what I'm talking about is design the solar rack, design the angle, pointing the solar panels at the sun for the best yield, the compromises that we had to put into it for snow and sleet and being beaten up by things falling from the sky like hail. And we had to orient it for the winter versus the summer. And we had to put in underground cabling and find the materials and cut and weld and the array. And build all those things and design it for the load with the battery bank. So it was really complex, and it took 18 months plus to do that. And, is it good? Yeah, it's really good. But will it last forever? No. So there's a whole bunch of things to be thought about. And this prototyping idea is a wonderful concept. I really like it. Please continue.
Yeah, so let me just use the hydroponics as an example. And why 5,000 square feet is I talked with the president of a corporation that has a computer program that runs the hydroponics, and that's kind of the minimum amount of square feet they need for the hydroponics to run by computer. So that you're taking out the knowledge necessary of the farmer. He doesn't have to learn this. He just has to do what the computer says. Now, I'm not saying base everything on computers. I'm saying you have a manual override in case the computer, drops out. But by that time, the farmer's up to speed on what he has to do daily. So it maximizes the efficiency of the hydroponics. That's just one example.
I'd like to interject here. One point. Hydroponics is different than aquaponics, and aquaponics is different than dirt. And each one has advantages and disadvantages. And actually, the Victory Garden is essential in my understanding of models. However, if you're in deep space or you're on a situation on Earth where you have to have a closed system, and when I say a closed system, that means you can't negotiate with a neighbor because you're in a missile silo or something equivalent, then it becomes important to understand what a closed system means and what it does not mean in regard to inorganic salts and what a plant needs for bandwidth in light. And the new studies that are coming out now indicate that cauliflower, for example, requires a different bandwidth of light than broccoli. Now, as water goes from one system to another, it heats up. And there is a requirement that the temperature of the water is efficient for assimilation in different plants. And that's why you put the broccoli below if it's a falling water system, like a missile silo in Arapaho, that you would put your broccoli below the cauliflower because the water's heated up and a closed system. I first was introduced to these concepts in 1968 when I came out of graduate school and went to work for Boeing. Boeing had, before it had a thing called the Space Center down in Kent, it had Lunar Base Alpha 1, which was in South Park. And out in the south end of Seattle in the McMicken Heights district. And I worked under Art Pilgrim, learning how to grow with chicken running around, pooping through the grate, and dropping into a fish system with tilapia and chlorella algae. It was a closed system that produced protein and your plants with chickens working manure. We discovered that all the inorganic salts needed for a plant to grow correctly were, for your NPK system, was basically one-third chicken manure, one-third rabbit manure, and one-third worm casings. And if you had all of those three systems in your family farm, you had all the inorganic salts necessary to run an aquaponic or hydroponic system that was over disadvantages of dirt being exposed to temperature and light. The light changing, of course, with seasons, and the temperature, again, with seasons. And what I wanted to do was build a simple, basic aquaponic system which did not use fish. It was a closed system without the fish and chlorella, so that children realized that they could take a tomato plant that they started in May and grow it all the way through December, producing tomatoes. And once that child saw that it could overcome temperature and light based on wherever they were, East Coast, Midwest, or the West Coast, then the garden took on a whole different kind of structure in the possibilities of how the two interface with each other, with your greenhouse and your outside garden. That's what I want. Yes, go ahead.
That's an excellent example of what we're talking about, that you get experts in the different fields needed. Because, you know, Vincent, you and I are on a farm. We could never do what Rick just said unless we had somebody just come in and put in the system for us and say, do this every day. And so you do that, you break the farm down into its critical pieces, and then you find the masters in the critical pieces, like water use and water storage. There's a gentleman named Scott Hunt, who's one of the best I came across, that knows how to store and move water around the farm better than anybody I'd met so far. But and so you actually find all the different components needed, and you put it into one prototype, and then the team can come in and assemble it. Now, we can also get to the financing part of this because it gets expensive, but that's I think later discussion.
I found that building a simple aquaponic system for children cost me less than $200, just in parts with PVC pipe and these storage container units that we use for storage, you know, boxes where you put holes in the bottom so the water can circulate through. I don't understand a lot of things and have had roadblocks with trying to move from one system to another. But what I'm doing today is moving my aquaponic system that was on a second floor next to my kitchen on a deck. I'm moving it downstairs into a small greenhouse with heat. I'm going to use one of these real, you know, just water heaters that you buy at Bi-Mart or someplace that's inexpensive. And then I'm going to use light besides the sun, LED lighting, which is really, really cheap because it doesn't heat up. And once the child sees that if it can supplement water and light temperature to keep the plant growing through various seasons, I feel that that is going to take charge over a 20-80% thing that you were talking about, like the city of Chattanooga now does. You know, every single skyscraper in New Jersey now has a garden on the top of the skyscraper that feeds the cafeteria. And that's an all-year-round situation that's now being developed in New Jersey. I've seen that. And I sense that once we revision what a farm is and what a farm is not, cattle ranching and so on. Basically, I first got introduced to cattle farming when I started studying noxious weeds. A noxious weed is a plant out of place. It's a plant that a cow won't eat. And all 50 states, their county extension put out a noxious weed book on what noxious weeds grow in that state. And basically every single one of them has pharmaceutical or edible, you know, value to it. It's just that a cow won't eat it. And I think that there's going to be a need for change in what we consider the importance of protein and where it comes from in terms of cattle versus grain. I realize that there are different enzymes and so on that are different for each of us and blood types and so on, but I'm starting to understand that a lot of our problems is our eating habits.
JC, I've got a question for you. You mentioned Scott Hunt's name. And, class, Scott Hunt, in the heyday of Doomsday Preppers, the National Geographic's entertainment production, Doomsday Preppers, and was produced by Sharp, S-H-A-R-P, Entertainment out of New York City. That television series, Scott Hunt was the consultant, the preparedness consultant for Doomsday Preppers. And he wrote the test. He wrote the preparedness test. You know, how well are you prepared? And it was complex and comprehensive. And I took the test. JC, did you take that test?
I did not. But I know Scott personally. I met him a couple of years ago at a prepper camp.
Mm-hmm. He's a pretty bright guy.
He is. He has his master's of mechanical engineering, I think, from Rensselaer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's a it's a very respected RPI, Rensselaer Polytechnic Institute. And I believe that's in New York State. Very well respected institution for engineering. Okay, so when we come back, the question I have for you, JC, is how important is the sustainable farm right now? How important is it for us right here in our class? How important is it?
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Poundy Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
No whining, only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Rick's with us. JC's with us. JC, how important is the sustainable farm right now for those in our class?
It's basically the survival of our nation. This is a national security issue. And I can point it out very clearly in the last couple of months. Everybody's now aware that we have a space command and that we're trying to protect our satellites. And if our satellites go down, our GPS system goes down, and our GPS system controls basically the distribution of electricity and finance, and then everything stops. So literally, as soon as everything stops, you have about 2 weeks, the average American, before you run out of food. That's it. And so it's a national security issue. And this leads into another point. You know, Vincent, you've done some incredible work. I was out at the farm and, trying to help the community. I mean, you do this show for free, trying to help, you know, build our and strengthen our country. But it came down to it is not the farmer's responsibility to create food security for the United States of America any more than it, you know, for, to pay for it, any more than it is, you know, Lockheed's responsibility to pay for the jets and the missiles. It's the responsibility of the American people to pay for food security. Now, we have to separate the difference between your individual cash flows as a business and who pays for food security. Right? And that's where my opinion, and we can expand that to if we don't get this right, the human species may be in threat. You know, because it's not just an American issue. It's an issue throughout the world. And we're seeing it happen with the weather changes. We're seeing patterns. I think John Moore called out a long time ago that the Gulf Stream had stopped at a time. And so all weather patterns are changing, but humans react very slowly to the change. Well, if weather patterns are changing, that means our food growing dynamics are changing, and we're not responding. And one of the things with hydroponics is it kind of shelters us from weather, and especially some of the new hydroponics, you can put in hail-proof coverings so you can get through some of the hailstorms. But anyway, so I answered the question, in my opinion.
Rick, what are your thoughts on that question? How
so, a modular system, I'm working with a guy out of Indiana that has aquaponics, that's his name. And what it is, it's a modular system where you can stack them to each other so that it can do a single person, a group of small family, a larger family or a community, and then a city. And this aquaculture system that's modularized is very inexpensive. They're cheap. It has a pump that moves the water, and the plants grow in a soilless water situation with fertilizers. And the fertilizers are different for each plant. I've noted, I was trying to figure out why my tomatoes don't put out some years. And it's because they were planted in the wrong kind of a soil of NPK. And just taking those concepts into consideration of where the change, the nutrient of what the plant is taking in, predicated in which stage its growing stage is in. You know, it has a rooting system, and then there's a leafing system where it starts growing leaf and flowers, and then it starts to fruit. And each one of those, the N, P, and K, are critical in ratios predicated on what stage that plant is in and where it's growing. And once you understand its relationship to those nutrient things, and the light, of course, the light and temperature, like mushrooms. I put all my plants that were on the second floor, I've now put them in the ground, and especially the more winterized plants like carrots and potatoes, where they're going to grow through the winter. And I've noted that because I've started irrigating that part of the soil, all of a sudden my mushrooms are coming up. I have bleach up now, right now, and the critters all around me are leaving little trails of the mushroom that they're eating because it's something they didn't do. Julie has a friend, a little squirrel, that comes down for the bird food every day, and during the early part of summer, she didn't see it. Where is the squirrel? Well, he was over in the neighbor's yard eating fruit. And that's, we have stages in our growing system.
When we come back, may we discuss, you're talking about hydroponics. Hydroponics is not a closed system. It's got to have some inputs like NPK, that'd be nitrogen, potassium, phosphorus, water. And I don't know of a hydroponic system that does not work without movement of the water. So there has to be some kind of a pump, and that's most likely an electric pump, which needs to be fed with electricity. How can we make this as sustainable as possible? And can you build us a model that we can implement, you know, within the next couple of weeks? We're talking with Ricky Rocket and J.C. Cole.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.